You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
This is Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward, Miracle Healing and Blessing Broadcast. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for what he's doing. Thank God for the listeners that are here today. Praise God. God is blessing. Amen. We want you to come on and be with us tonight. Amen. 8 o'clock. Amen. Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Florida Avenue Northeast in Melbourne, Florida. Come on out and let God bless you. The speaker of tonight will be Pastor Joseph Oines. And then Friday night, come out with us Friday night. Amen. 8 o'clock, Pastor Andre Smith will be speaking. Praise God. And Sunday, Evangelist Sheila Cochran will be speaking at 11:30 a.m. Come on and be blessed and let God bless your life. God has a blessing for you. God has a miracle for you with your name on it. But you have to come and get it to receive what God has for you. Amen. I'm in Deuteronomy again. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we always talk about the blessing of God. Amen. And I want you to know God wants to bless you. God wants to bless everything you touch. God wants you, amen, to bless and deliver your life and deliver your home and deliver your family. But I want you to know, amen, if you don't do what God say, the cursing will come upon you. And I know you don't want the cursing. You want the blessing of God. The Bible said, amen, Deuteronomy 28, And thou shalt not go aside, the 14th verse, from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. Amen. I don't care what the enemy say. I don't care what the enemy do. Amen. Don't go aside to serve other gods. Serve the true and the living God. Serve the God that made you, the God that molded you, amen, and blessed you and blessed your life. Serve him, amen. God is the one that brought you out. God is the one that saved you, and he saved your home and your family, and he wants you to serve him. But if you don't serve him, praise God, amen, Deuteronomy 15, It shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. If you don't listen to the voice of the Lord thy God, in other words, you need to listen to the voice of the Lord God, thy God. You need to do what God say, to observe, to do all his commandments and his statute which I command thee this day. See, you got to do it all. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Many of you want to do some. Think, amen. Praise God. I'll do this, but I won't do that. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you got to do all what he said. Amen. He said that all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All these cursing. I don't want the curse. Amen. Hallelujah. You shouldn't need the curse in your life. You don't want the curse in your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. The curse will destroy you. The curse will destroy your life. Amen. The Bible says the curse will come on you and overtake you. Praise God. I don't want the enemy to let the cursing come over me and overtake me. Amen. I want God to overtake me. I want the Holy Ghost to overtake me. I want the power of God to overtake me. Amen. The Bible said in the 16th verse, cursed shall thou be in the city, and cursed shall thou be in the field. Just like he said, blessed you should be in the city, and blessed you should be in the field. He turned it around and said, cursed you shall be in the city. Oh, I'm living in New York. Yeah, hallelujah. If you're doing the wrong thing, I don't care if you're in New York, Dallas, California, praise God, Miami. Oh, if you're doing the wrong thing, amen, hallelujah, cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the field. Wherever you go, whatever you're doing, the cursing will come upon you. Praise God, hallelujah. So I'm encouraging you to start listening to God. Start paying attention to God. Pay attention to his word. Amen. Don't you let the devil fool you. Don't you let the devil influence you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because he will. He's talking to you. He'll talk to your mind. He'll talk to your heart. praise God, hallelujah, that I want you to hear what God is saying. I want you to do the will of God, and God will bless you. 17 said, Christ shall be thy basket and thy store. Oh, I don't want your basket to be cursed. Amen. You going shopping. You going to get things to eat. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it's cursed. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's rotten. It's no good because God put his curse on it. Amen. Curse shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, and the increase of thine kind, the flocks of thy sheep. Amen. Praise God. You don't want your body cursed. Hallelujah. All kind of sickness come on you. All kind of disease come on your body. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You get paralyzed. You get a heart attack. Oh, the devil will come because he's trying to kill you. He's trying to overtake you. He's trying to destroy you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Your flocks and your sheep and cattle and all of this. Amen. It's cursed. No. I don't want that to happen, and you don't want that to happen. Amen. Cursed shall thou be when thou cometh in, and cursed shall thou be when thou goeth out. You don't want to be cursed coming in and going out. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what the devil want for you. That's what he want for your life. He wants you to be cursed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's cursed. Everything he do is cursed. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you want the blessing of God on. You want God to restore you. You want God to bring you deliverance. Amen. Hallelujah. You want to receive miracles and signs and wonders. Praise God. So therefore, you have to do what God said. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord shall send upon thee curses. Oh, my goodness. It's something God got to send you curses. Vexation and rebuke. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God got to rebuke you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You hang around cursed people. You hang around people that don't want to do right. You hang around people that don't want to walk right. You hang around people that don't want to live right. Well, what do you think going to happen to you? Amen. The devil will try to destroy you. The devil will use them to vex you. Amen. And cause you to be rebuked and cause the curse to come upon you. And all that thou setteth thine hand unto for to do. Amen. Everything you put your hands on to do. Amen. Don't let the devil trick you. Don't let the devil take over your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Till thou be destroyed. That's what he want to do. He want to keep you cursed till you be destroyed. He's not happy with you being blessed. He's not happy with you serving God. He's not happy with you living for God. He's not happy with your life being blessed. Oh, he won't see you cursed. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible say, and until thou perish quickly because of the wickedness of thy doing whereby thou hast forsaken me. Oh, don't you forsake God. Don't you turn your back on God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because you're going to perish and you're going to be destroyed. And it's going to happen quickly. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible says the fool has said in their heart, there is no God. They're corrupt and done abominable thing. Don't you be a fool, because the curse will come upon you. Amen. Don't you walk in lies. Amen. Hallelujah. Kill and murder and steal. Praise God. But you walk upright. Walk with integrity. Hold your head up and serve God. The 21st verse, the Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee. You don't want pestilence to cleave unto you. Pestilence is things that destroy things. Amen. You don't want sickness to come upon you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what the devil will cause to happen unto you. And it said, until he have consumed him from off the land, whither thou goest to possess it. See, the devil don't want you to possess what God has for you. He don't want you to go in and possess the land. He don't want you to get what God has for you. But you can get it if you do right. You can get it if you lift your heart up and serve God. You can get it if you, hallelujah, relax in the Lord, rest in the Lord, and do good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's a lot of people doing wicked. Amen. Hallelujah. But don't you listen to them. Don't you hear them. You seek God. You serve God. Get your prayer life together and start praying like never before. Amen. Bible said, my people which are called by my name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Would pray and seek my face. Hallelujah. Then will I hear from heaven and I'll heal the land. God don't want to destroy you. Oh, but because of your ways, because of your doing, that's what he has to do. Oh, glory to God. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption and with a fever and with an inflammation, with extreme burning and with the sword and with blasting and with mildew. And they shall pursue thee until thou perish. Oh, I tell you, amen, demons are real, devils are real, and they will consume you. Amen, hallelujah, glory to God. They'll come at you until they destroy you. But you want God in your life. You want the power of God in your life. You want the Spirit of God. Amen, hallelujah. You want to be like Jesus. He said, the Spirit of God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel. Amen. You want to be like him. You want to be anointed. You want the power of God in your life. You want God to take over, and he will. 23rd verse, saying, and thy heaven that is over thee, and thy head shall be as brass. Oh, you don't want the heaven to be, amen, as brass. Amen. God won't hear you. God won't speak to you. God won't talk to you. Amen. He won't deal with you. Oh, I need the Holy Ghost to talk to me. I need the Holy Spirit to deal with me. Amen. I don't need him to take his power. I don't need him to take his anointing from me. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want him to bless me and bless my life. I don't want the heavens to be shut up upon me. And the earth that is under thee shall be iron. Oh, glory to God. I want God to bless me. I want God to bless me from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. And you want the same thing. Praise God. Don't let the devil fool you. Amen. Hallelujah. The wages of sin is death. Don't you continue to walk in sin. Amen. Hallelujah. What shall we say then? Shall you continue in sin that grace may abound? Oh, glory to God. You say, I'm under grace. Yes, you are, but you still got to walk right. You still got to do what God say. You still got to do what God commands you to do. Hallelujah. Lest you be destroyed. 20th verse, 4th verse, the Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. Oh, hallelujah. When the rain come down like powder and dust, oh, hallelujah, it doesn't feel good on you. Think water. Amen, hallelujah, feels bad on you? Well, imagine powder and dust on you. And the heaven shall come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. I don't want heaven to come down, hallelujah, to me to destroy me. I want heaven to come down, amen, hallelujah. And I hear what God is saying. I want God to speak to me. Amen, hallelujah. I want to speak. I want to hear his voice. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to feel his power. I want to feel his spirit. I want the anointing to come upon me and the blessings to flow in my life. Oh, God will do it for you, but you got to listen. God will do it for you, but you got to know what to do. Amen. He said in the 25th verse, the Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemy. That's one of the horrible things. You've been destroyed in front of your enemy. Oh, Moses had to pray many times when God was ready. Amen. Hallelujah. To spite the Israelites. Amen. Hallelujah. Moses and Aaron fell on their face. Hallelujah. And said, God, don't do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got to pray, God, don't do it. Don't let the enemy come and destroy our nation. Don't let the enemy come and destroy our family. Don't let the enemy come and destroy the church. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got to pray like never before, because that's what he want to do. He want to smite you in front of your enemies, so your enemies can laugh at you, so they can talk about you, so they can ridicule you and criticize you. Oh, but the Bible said, when all of this going on, if you serve God, he will prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemy, so you don't have to worry. If you're serving God, you don't have to worry. God's going to take care of your enemy. But if you don't, he's going to smite you in front of your enemy. And thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them. And thou shalt be removed to all the kingdoms of the earth. God will move you out of here if you don't listen. Oh, but I want you to know God is a living God. He's a merciful God, and he's giving you time. Why don't you come on to God? Hallelujah, glory to God. Why don't you serve God? Why don't you live for him? He want to help you. Amen. He want to deliver you. He want to bless you and bring you out. 26, and thy carcass shall be meat unto the fowls of the air. Hallelujah, and the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away from you. Amen, hallelujah, the birds will take care of you. Amen, hallelujah, glory to God. The bugs and things will take care of you. Amen, hallelujah, no man will chase you away from them. Amen, hallelujah, because God has allowed the curse to come upon you and to take over. The Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt. Egypt had a lot of sickness. Amen. And they had a lot of trouble because they didn't hear God. And with the emeralds and with the scab and with the itch whereof thou can't not be healed. The devil don't want you to be healed. He don't want you to be delivered. Amen. But you can be delivered. God want to deliver you. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Bible declares God will deliver you out of them all. Amen. Hallelujah. Bible said in the 28th verse, the Lord will smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. Amen. Hallelujah. You begin to panic. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because God will smite you with madness. Amen. And with blindness. Oh, hallelujah. Devil want to keep you blind. He want to keep you in darkness. He want to keep you, amen, where you won't be able to serve him. In the 29th verse, and thou shalt grope at noonday, and the blind gropeth in darkness. You don't want to be walking around, amen, hallelujah, feeling your way, hallelujah, looking over, amen, everything, and you can't see because you're blind. God placed that blindness upon you because you're cursed. Hallelujah, glory to God. You don't want the cursing of God upon you. You shall not prosper in thy way. You ain't going to prosper. God's not going to let you prosper. Praise God. Hallelujah. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoil evermore, and no man shall serve you. Look at you now in a bad shape. Look at you now, amen, in trouble. Praise God, because you didn't hear God, because you wouldn't serve God, because you wouldn't hearken to God. It's time to turn to God. It's time to hear God. Hallelujah, glory to God, because God want to spare you. God want to deliver you. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. That's the work of the enemy. Praise God. Hallelujah. You get a wife and somebody else lie with her. Curse, curse, curse. Everywhere you turn, you're cursed. Curse, hallelujah. The curse has come upon you. Amen. Hallelujah. But rebuke that curse with a life of living holy. Rebuke that curse with a life of serving God. Rebuke that curse. Hallelujah, being redeemed. Amen, hallelujah. Devil wanted to put a curse on Job, but Job said, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. Even though his wife started acting foolish. Oh, hallelujah. Don't you listen to a foolish wife or a foolish husband. Hallelujah. But you hear God. You hear what God is saying. Amen. Hallelujah. Let them know I'm not going to do what you say. Amen. You're saying the wrong thing. Hallelujah. You don't talk like my wife. You don't talk like my husband. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I need you to speak what God say. I need you to, amen, serve God. I need you to live holy like God say. Amen. Hallelujah. Why don't you come to him? Amen. Why don't you serve him? Why don't you hearken to him? And why don't you do what God say? And if you do what God say, God will bring you out. You don't have to be in the shape you in. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you can be saved. You can be delivered. You can be set free. And God want to do it for you. Come on to him. Amen. Come on and seek him. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous man his thought. Amen. Let's go to, amen, St. Matthew, the 16th chapter. Jesus said unto them, his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up the cross, and follow me. See, that's what you got to do. You got to deny yourself. I don't care what the enemy's saying. I don't care what he's doing, amen, against you. You're going to suffer some persecution. You're going to be scandalized. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But make up your mind, devil. I don't care what you do. I don't care what you do against me. I'm going to serve God. I made up my mind. I'm going to serve God. And nothing shall keep me back. I'm following God. And I'm going every step of the way. Amen. I may be persecuted. I may be, hallelujah, talked about and ridiculed and scandalized. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But they did it to Jesus. They talked about him. They scandalized him. They crucified him. But let me tell you, hallelujah, he had a reason to be crucified. Amen. God had a plan, amen, that the world might be saved. Praise God, that the world might be delivered. Hallelujah, God had a plan. Whosoever, the 25th verse, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. Oh, after you take up the cross, and after you follow God, and you keep, hallelujah, doing what he say, it seems like you have lost your life. Oh, yeah, you lost that life living in sin. You lost that life living in abundance. But when you lose that life for Christ's sake, hallelujah, God gonna let you find a better life. He's got a better life for you. He's got a better plan for you. But what is it if a man, a profit a man, the 25th, 6th verse, if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? What profit to you if you gain the whole world? Yes, you may have all the money you want. Hallelujah. Have all the men and women you want. Be able to go anywhere you want to. Oh, but what profit is it? Gain the whole world and lose your soul. What shall a man give in exchange for your soul? Hallelujah, it's time to come to God. Don't exchange everything for your soul. Amen. Your soul belongs to God. And that soul is crying out for God. And that soul needs God. That soul will not be happy, hallelujah, until it gets God. Amen. Hallelujah. But the soul that sinneth, it shall die. If you sin and you keep on sinning, if you walk, hallelujah, unholy, and you keep walking unholy, you are going to die. Hallelujah. Death, hallelujah, will have dominion over you, because the wages of sin, the pay for sin, hallelujah. What kind of paycheck do you want? Do you want God to bless you and give you a good paycheck? Hallelujah. You have eternal life. You die and go, amen, hallelujah, and be where Jesus is. Oh, do you want, amen, to die and lose your soul? Hallelujah, glory to God, and receive death. Hallelujah, glory to God. And burn in the lake of fire. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can be redeemed. You can be saved. You can be delivered. Jesus is coming back. He's coming back for church without a spot, a wrinkle, or any such blemish. Yes. Hallelujah. You got to get rapture ready. Hallelujah. The rapture's coming. And you're going to get rapture ready. Amen. But only those that are saved, only the redeemed shall be raptured. Hallelujah. And go with God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you're not redeemed, your soul will be lost. I want to pray for you today. You need Jesus. You need God in your life. You don't want to be cursed. You want the blessing of God upon you. And you want the blessing of God to be in you. You want, hallelujah, the the Spirit of God and the power of God to operate in your life. You want the blessing of God and the promises of God to be in your life. God promised you many things. Glory to God. And you want to receive the promise of God. And you can't receive it if you're living in sin. You can't receive it if you're not walking right. You can't receive it if you're not doing the right thing. Oh, you want one day for him to say, well done, that good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. Come on up higher. Come on up higher. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to pray for you. If you're not saved, you start saying, Lord, I'm a sinner and I want to be saved. Forgive me of my sin. Blot out my transgression. Make me new. Make me a new creature. Make me whole again. Hallelujah. Wash me in your blood. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and he died that I may be born. Hallelujah. Born again. And I receive him into my life and into my heart. And you denounce Satan. Satan, I'm no longer living for you. I don't like you. You are no longer part of my life. I don't receive you. I don't accept you anymore because I am a child of God. And you begin to praise God. You begin to lift him up. You begin to let God have his way in your life, and he will bless you. Listen, amen. Those of you that are sick in your body, lay your hands on your body. Father, we bind every sickness, every disease, and every infirmity. We curse it now, and we put it under the blood of Jesus. For by his stripes, they are already healed. Get up from there and keep praising God. And tell that sickness, you are not in my leg. You are not in my back. You are not in my feet. Hallelujah. You are not in my eyes and in my heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm healed. By his stripes, I'm healed. And you begin to praise God. And you begin to glorify God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you meet us at Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Florida Avenue tonight, Northeast. Amen. Tonight at 8 p.m. And then Friday night at 8 p.m. And then on Sunday, meet us there at 11:30. God got a blessing for you with your name on it, but you got to come. You got to come in order to get it. Get on out there. Get on down to this place where God is blessing you and God is giving you miracles, because miracles belong to you. You can have it. You don't have to be cursed. You can walk in the blessing of God. I know the devil wants you to, amen, hallelujah, think I got to be out here because, amen, hallelujah, I need to keep taking drugs. I need to keep stealing. I need to keep robbing. Amen. You don't need to keep doing that. God has a better life for you. God has better things in store for you. But you got to get up. It's time to get up and say, God, I'm going to serve you. I give my life over to you. Hallelujah. And you that are serving God, continue to praise God. Continue to serve him. Continue to lift him up. And meet me. This is Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward. Meet me at 1500 Florida Avenue East, Melbourne, Florida. Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center. God bless you. God is with you, so I keep it on the side.